You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a new year, and with a new year comes a lot of new challenges. But some of the challenges come through from last year. Some of the things you drag into the new year as baggage. You think you make good New Year's resolutions and you don't, and some people don't adhere to the New Year's resolutions. That being said, we're going to keep it going with our existing feature that we've had from last year. That is our Warning Wednesday feature that we do with the FSCA and a bunch of other stakeholders when we can. We try to do it as often as possible because it's important that you know the things you need to be aware of. And as I said, the year has started, but some people are still continuing with the scams and things that they shouldn't be doing. I'm joined on the line by the Divisional Head of Enforcement at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, Gerard van Tieffen, to take a look at where the FSCA is at the moment, what kind of year we're in for, and how much tougher it's going to be for scammers to pull things off. Good evening, thanks so much for chatting to me. Always lovely to catch up with you. You'd think we'd start off the new year with some positive news and with less things happening, but it seems scammers are still doing what they do best. It's still unrealistic returns and impersonations and everything.
Unfortunately, you're so right, Jimmy, and I don't know if it's too late to say I hope it's a good year for you, and certainly for your listeners, I wish it's a scam-free year for them. But you are very right. Nothing has changed. If anything, from where I sit, it seems like the scammers have upped their game. And you know, these days they are assisted with artificial intelligence. They assisted with social media platforms that means that they get their messages out so much faster. So you're right. It is back in the game as if nothing has changed. And talking about, you know, they get all this assistance these days. I can see it in the fact that impersonations and deepfakes, those are the things that's growing. And what's so sad about that is these impersonations and deepfakes are so good that I cannot tell you that I would not be caught if I didn't do the job that I was doing. It's really realistic. So I feel so sorry for our South African public that get bombarded with this all the time. But you ask, you know, how are we going to deal with it? So we will obviously keep on warning the public, but that's not enough. So we are also working with the International Organization of Securities Regulators to engage with the social media platforms. And, you know, you would have seen from the warning so far in 2025, Telegram is a big issue. I will go as far as saying, if you get any financial offer on Telegram, just accept that it's a scam, because that seems to be really the popular one. So both on South African level and on the international level, there's a plan and a project to engage with these platforms to say, how can we protect the users a bit better? And that will certainly be, you know, we need to start using AI, and we need to start using the technology to fight this as well. So let's hope some good comes out of that. And let's hope when we speak later than a year, I can tell you that we've done a whole lot of things.
It's very interesting, Gerard, that you mentioned that the platforms now are being brought into it, because for the longest time, these sorts of platforms sit there and say, we're independent, we just provide a social network of sorts, we provide a chat function or whatever it is, a messaging platform, and now not just South African regulators, but international regulators as well are saying, platforms need to be held accountable to a certain degree for the things that they allow onto their services. Are we seeing that, like Telegram in South Africa perhaps, that some of the types of scams are more related to certain platforms? I mean, I think about the warnings that have been issued and just the amount of unrealistic returns that we're seeing. There was a time a lot of this was on Facebook, and now we're seeing that shift away from platform to other things. Are some of these scams very specific to certain platforms?
Yes, and as I said, Telegram is definitely top of the list. And you are right, it's moving to the more modern platforms where they know they're going to find all the people. Websites, for instance, it still happens, but it's easy to take down a website because we get really good cooperation from the hosts of these websites. You know, if there's a scam, we can quickly show it's a scam, and they assist us with taking down the website. So I think people pick this up and they move on. So one of the things that we are doing is we have a social media monitoring external experts to look at catchphrases, those ones that you and I know very well, and to catch that kind of proactively. But you're absolutely right. It's moving to other platforms. I think those are also the platforms that don't have that strong anti-fraud measures. You know, all of these platforms have an address that you can forward to and report a fraud or report a scam, and they will then react to that in their own way. We won't necessarily get feedback, but they will. But I don't think that's enough, Jimmy. And I don't want to make a statement to say that they should be held accountable, but I definitely think, and this is definitely an international view, that there should be much more in terms of protecting the public. It's not good enough to say that I only provide a platform for people to chat with. You need to, if you're going to put that up, I mean, journalists are held accountable. The rest of the world is held accountable when their space are being abused. So I think it's just fair that this discussion should be stepped up, and because that would be the answer at the end of the day. You know, if there's anti-fraud measures that's much stronger, and maybe some rules in place to say this is a social media platform, this is not a place to do business. I am yet to come across one financial services provider who does business on Telegram. That's just not how these guys do it. But, you know, how do you get that message to everybody in South Africa? That's the question, eh?
I think that's definitely a question that we will have to keep trying to answer. Mkharat, before I let you go, I want to look at some of the other things that the FSCA has been doing. There's been a very concerted effort around conversations that you and I have spoken around signal providers, around services that are being offered without the requisite licensing. I can imagine that this is how we end up with a situation where people then say, I need to put in a claim with the Ombud because I've been wronged. And you should have just done your research and not used an unauthorized service.
No, absolutely. That's the message that's always in the headlines for us and for you as well, is check whether this person is regulated, have a license, and not just check whether whether he or she is licensed. Check whether is licensed to do that specific financial services, because some people are very clever. They would get a license to, let's say, sell funeral policies, which is an easy license to get for obvious reasons. But then they have an FSP number and a license, and then they start doing investments, which is a really difficult license to get for good reason as well. So you're absolutely right. We are keeping at it, and part of that is certainly signals. And you know, you can probably cut the signal contraveners into two. There's the group who can, well, you know, I never thought of it that way. I never thought that providing signals is actually advice. I see your point, I'll stop immediately. And then there's the other group. And they know what they're doing is wrong, and they just keep on doing it because they get paid for it. But I think now where we are now, you can't say anymore that you didn't know it was wrong. But now you must know it. And the bad news about all of that, and I might be a little bit out of my comfort zone for saying this, but anecdotally, my experience has been all these signal providers and all these copy traders and all that, I don't see major success for their clients. So they're not good at what they do. And that's why the FSCA, before they give a license for you to give financial advice, they require that you must have certain experience and certain training and certain qualifications, etc. So it all comes together at the end, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And with it all coming together, it is all coming together in an effort to protect you as the consumer. That's why we have this feature. It's why we try to keep you abreast of what's happening, what you need to look out for, where you need to go if you need help. If you need help, if you have any queries, email the FSCA directly. All of their information is on their website. If you need to reach out to the Financial Ombud, the Financial Ombud's details are also on the FSCA's website. So all of the resources are are there for you, folks. Please don't be the victims of these sorts of things in 2025. It's a new year. Let's make better decisions. Thank you so much, Khairat, for those insights and for the time. As always, Khairat van Diefenter, Divisional Head of Enforcement at the FSCA, joining us to take a look at our first round of Warning Wednesdays for 2025.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.